Okay. So I want to talk about the nature of Valyraya. The pasuk in Shmos Yudbeis, the first makom on the sheet, speaks about Isra of Valyimata, Shivas Yamim Orli Yamatzev Vatechem. He called Ochel Machmetzes V'Nichos HaNefesh Ahim Yadasi Yisrael V'Gera Be'ezrach. So what's the connection in the pasuk? We have Isra Valyimata. Ki kol ochel machmetzes v'nichros hanefesh ha'im v'nas Yisrael. So one way to understand this pasuk is that the Isra of Valyimotzeh, the reason you can't own chametz on Pesach is because we're concerned that if you own it, you might come to eat it. It's some type of gzeira atu achilu. And in fact, that Rabbi Nel there writes this way. If you look at the second source, the second line, v'alzeh omer ad yom chaf aleph chodesh be'erev. Shivas Yamim Kulam Sorli Yamatzeh Vatechem. Why can't you have chametz in your house? Kidei Shelo Tavol Echol Chametz VeTavol Eidei Kares. So it's a Gezeira Atu Iser Kares. Kares is of course a very chamur Iser and very chamur Onesh, and it's something that's a little bit dili, as we know. People are used to eating it. So Mamela, the way Rabbi Nel understands the pasuk is that the Torah had a like a Gezeira Daraisa, if you will. Not to own chametz, lest you come to eat it. And the Chassam Sofer, in his Perush on Pesachim of Beis Amud Aleph, quotes this in the Shem, his Rebbe Rav Nosson Adler. The first line: "Shezeu Perush a pasuk v'parshas bo ach v'yom rishon sheshvish zor v'latechem, omer atam sheichmira Torah bezet fei mi'bishar yisurim, omer ki kol ochel chametz v'nichras ha'nefesh ahim yom rishon ad yom shvi, Perush shehu b'kares." The gamel of dili minei she'ino also rak miyam rishon ad yom hashvi velo yoser. So the Chassam Sofer is essentially quoting Moshe Ibn Nasan Adler, this idea that's found in Rabbi Nel. I guess he didn't know it was there, and that the nature of Valyimotze is a gzeira atu achilu. Likewise, a little bit later, the Mesh Chochma says the same thing. V'chein harbe hirba Torah b'siyagim gari pesach v'chametz v'Valyiraya. So he speaks about the importance of siyagim, and he says the valyura is a siyag, a siyag atu achil. So this is one understanding, that it's really a siyag atu achil. And in the Rishonim, on the Gemara, so you have the Ran, it's also the beginning of the Masechta, the Beis Amud Aleph, in the Rif, he writes, Inami et b'tama, hainu tama, d'chametz lo b'dili minei, kulei shata, v'chamer yisura tvei tika kareis, so he has it as a lashon efshar. Efshar od. It's possible that the reason there's isra valyura valyimatze is a gezeira atu the achila of chametz. And I just found that I didn't put on the sheet because I.
Is that what he's saying? When he's saying that valyura is a better, he's just saying that since he's trying to contrast this isra to shari's doing like close to his thoughts, that. Isser Chametz, why would the Rabbanan go there of Bidika? Hashem came by Shari, so you don't have an Isser, you don't have an Isser Bidika.
Okay.
So he says that because you see from the Torah that the Torah is Mechayiv Valyura Valyimotze. Not that it's necessarily a Geder Atu Achila, but just that you see that it's a more Chomer Isser because it has an Isser Valyura Valyimotze, and therefore the Chachamim were responding to the Chomer of the Isser, and therefore they instituted Bidika. But a lot of that it's because it's a.
You're saying Chachamim on a Drabbanan level, you're saying that's the case. But if it's not.
No, because the Ran is responding, I think, in this context to why there was a Gzeira by Chametz for Bidika, Masha'in Ken by Shari, so
right.
We don't have Bidika. And he's saying that maybe the Rabbanan were tipped off to say that we should be more Chamor by this Isra of Chametz to bring the Bidika in.
Since the Torah itself is machmir, we'll also be machmir. We're machmir because of achila.
Right.
Torah's machmir. We don't know why.
Right.
You could read it around that way. I was reading it is that the valyimatz itself is because of lo b'dili minei, and then you're going to come to eat. But I agree, you don't have to necessarily read it that way. The smag, which I don't have in the sheet, is more foolish. The smag says, "Let me read the lashon. The mitzvah ayin lo sase ayin zayin haminiach chametz b'rishus of pesach." Over. So he says, if you own chametz, even though you don't eat it, you violate. So the Amudei Shlomo, the Marshal, his Perush there says, what does it mean? So he says, he explains to Lot Tema, don't say Kshaachal Az Hu Chayav Gimel Avin. You might think that you only Chayav if you eat it, and when you eat it, you Chayav three times. On the Achila and on Bali Rav Yamatze. He says there's no svara we can own it except for hachakas achila. So first in the marshal, and he's learning in the smag, that's bishum achila. Now, the truth is that saying that it is a din doraisa, that is a zera shema, is not something everybody was comfortable with. So, for example, in source number 6, there's a shoot of the Tashbates, who is quoted by some Achronim as essentially arguing that no Isser Torah can be a Gzerah. Chazal make Gzerahs. An Isser Torah has to be an Isser Atzmi. So if you look at the shoot of Tashbates, he's talking about the question why a Kohen Gadol has to be Poresh from Beisel for a week before Yom Kippur. So the Shoel said that's Din D'oraisa. It says to Tashmish, what do you mean it's din d'oraisa? It's Shema, Timsi Shanida. That's a Gzer of Shema. A Gzer of Shema can't be d'oraisa. So I read the Lashon, source number 6. Is Sicha Nischazek, he tells the Shoel, he sees the Shoel arguing, Shepreshas Kanegol Vivesahu Minatara. Well, Yofa Ata Ose, Bezeh. It's not correct. Iminatara Yisu Asurullah called Shiva Vayalokale. It was really Asur Minatara, so if you have relations with her, she should give him Malkus. The reason why the Kohen Gadol has to be Poresh is Shema Timsa Ishtonida. How can it be? This is the line that the Achronim like quoting. So the Tashmit says that anytime you have a Shema, you know it's the Rabbanan. Now, the emes is that this is not so pashut on numerous levels. The Tashmit also wrote a sefer called Yavin Shmo, which we're going to see later, actually writes explicitly that Chametz is also Ral Yireh because you might come to eat it. And yet, so some Achronim said, Stechem says, the steer in the Tashmit. There's a very nice article I saw by Rav Yonah Emanuel, who is the Orech of the Mayan Journal. Mayan Journal comes out of Yeshivat Shalavim. It's in memory of Rav Shlomo Uman, who is the son of the famous professor who got the Nobel Prize in, I think, mathematics. So his son was killed in the first Lebanon War in 82. His son was a Ben Torah who had gone to Shalavim, and they made a Machon Shlomo in his memory, Machon that puts out Rishonim, Achronim, and also has a journal. So the editor of that journal, Rav Yonah Emanuel, wrote a nice article about Zeag D'oraisa, and he quotes Yerushalayim Engel's famous Yerushalayim Engel in Lekach Tov, Simches, where he speaks about, he gives many examples of Zeag D'oraisa. Some Achronim say, can't have Zeag D'oraisa, can't have Zeag D'oraisa. Whole discussion. And he basically argues that this discussion is misunderstood, that meaning everybody agrees that there are Isurim Minatora that are their Shema. Well, you're right, Shema Yochel. The whole question is whether or not the nature of the Isser is it Begeder Shema, or is it Isurim Kavuim. The Tashmitz writes here is that the Isser has to be an Isser Kavua. So the Gezeras of Chazal, or the whole Gezera, is B'Torah Shema. Once it's B'Torah Shema, you can have Afkaminas. Well, if it's on Nogeya, we'll get rid of the Gezera. Meaning, for example, Chol Avakum. So if it's Shema, there is non-kosher milk. So if I live in a place where there is no non-kosher milk, and Prichadish lived in Amsterdam, there was no non-kosher meaning. He said, when he lived in Turkey, he was Makon Chol Yisrael. Lived in Amsterdam, he said, there are no pigs that they're milking. There are no other tomatoes they're milking. So in Mela, you don't have to be kosher. So that means the whole gzera is b'torah Hashem. Any distant d'oraisa is kavua. Doesn't mean that the reason isn't. Of course, he quotes many psukim in the article that many things. Layarvela susim, shema you're going to bring the arm to Mitzrayim. Layarvela nashim, shema yasul levava. So to say that distant d'oraisa can't have a reason of shema, it's against psukim. The whole claim is that the geder of the iser has to be kavua. So if you look like that, I'm not all much of a chakira. My question I'm asking you know, is what is the nature of Bal Yirah? Is it Gzera Shem Yochol, or is it an independent Isser that's not connected to Achila? What Rav Yonah Emanuel would say is that everybody agrees here it's Isser Kavua, and the reason is Shem Yochol, there's no machlokas here. But I want to present the Chakira here. You know, again, you could argue, maybe say it's not correct. Is the Isser of Bal Yirah Gzera Shem Yochol? Again, I think Gzera, I mean, Gzera Deraisa, it's some type of, that part of the din, that it's Shema Yochal, or is it an independent Isser? And he points to Tosfos in Pesachim Daf Hei, where the Rashba, Rav Shimshon Mishans, wonders why there's no Isser Kares by owning Chametz. The Kasha of the Rashba, source number 7, Maila Yalif Kares Lashbasis Orem Midi Iskish Lachilas Chametz. So he essentially argues that maybe you should have an Isser Kares to own Chametz, because there's a Hekesh to Achila. So why would I say such a thing? If it's a whole Isser of owning Chametz, you might come to eat it, we're not going to learn backwards and say that there's Isser Kares to own it. Right? It wouldn't make so much sense. Because it's a Gzeratu. It's not, it's independent Isser. There's an independent Isser to own Chametz. And there's Hekesh Ta'achila. Okay, fine. That's Kares. Maybe this is also Kares. It wouldn't make sense to say that there's Kares on the owning if the Kares, if the owning is only after the Achila. I think it makes sense. But I don't even know if you need a Mokar, meaning the Pashas is an independent Isser. You can't own Chametz. Only Chametz is Isser. It's not because you might have to eat it. Owning it in its own right is Isser. All these Mepharshim that I'm quoting with are Ravanel, and the Ksam Sofer, the Mishul Chochma, you know, and the Smag, and maybe the Ran. Depending how you learn it, it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush that we're giving the reason why you can't own chametz, because you might come to eat it. The pashas is the independent standalone iser. You're not allowed to own chametz. Okay?
I mean, the
pashas
and the pasuk is not.
Right. The question is, to what extent do you take the pasuk as being, you know, relevant, you know, in terms of lomdus? Some people, you know, think that the pasuk is important in that regard. And say, you know, Pshat, that's not, you know, in terms of the sugyas, I don't see any explicit sugyas that link the two. I do want to analyze a couple of nafkamina. The first is the question of the shir. What is the shir of Bal Yirah? How much chametz do you need to own to violate the sizer? So here we have a halakha between Beishav and Hillel, the Mishnah, in the first Mishnah in Beitza. Beishav omrim so'or b'kazayis v'chametz b'kosebes. Beishav omrim sebes b'kazayis. So Beishav says, if you own a kazayis, you're chayav. Meshami says you have to own a kosevis of chametz to be chayav, a kosevis. So the Gemara says in Beis Nedav Zayin and Beis that Beis Hillel learns from Achila, just like the Shir Achila is the kazayis, so to the Shir for Bal Yirah is kazayis. And Meshami says you don't learn beer from Achila. So I think for Meshami it's clear that what? That it's not a gzerat to Achila, because it's a different shear. The shear for Achila is Kesavis. The shear for Bal Yirah is a bigger shear of Kesavis. This hill says it's the shear of Achila. Why? One of two options. Either they say it's din and gzera ato Achila. They don't have to say that. They could say, well, just Kesavis is a general shear of Kol Torah Kulo. When they say Yalfinan Bir Me Achila, doesn't necessarily mean it's a gzera ato Achila. They might just say that that's like in a standard shear of Kesavis. But again, you could say it's a gzera ato Achila. Yishami clearly, I think, holds it's not connected to Achila because the Shir is different. The Shir of Achila is Ksayis, and the Shir of Bal Yirah is a Kikos 7. I don't think it's necessarily a problem. I mean,
that's what I would accept for Beis Hillel. There's a Hekesh between Bior and meaning the Bal Yirah and Achila, and therefore the same Shir applies. I mean, if you don't want to say it, there are to the same Shir will apply. Right. The Shir Kazayis is only relevant by Yisurei Achila.
Yeah. I'm not so sure about that. Meaning, we have a tumah. We have a ksayis, I think. I don't know.
If you're not saying it's a zero off to, then how do I get the shear?
You might just say that's a general shear in Kol Torah Kulo. I mean, the Gemara has, you know, Kol Shirei Kazayis, Rov Shirei Kazayis. You know, most shiurim, standard shiurim in Torah are Kazayis. It happens to be most of them are dealing with Achila, you're right. And I just want her to remember if there are other areas where it's not necessarily a chilul ma'ater. No, I don't. Can't think of anything offhand. But, the question of chatzishir, the next makor, the prima godin, the pisicha kolelas, is an interesting question. He says over here, "Matzino siyag min haTorah." He says we have a siyag min haTorah. Kama shekasav harashpatz, the hashpeds, the sefer yavin shmua, bereish ma'amar chametz. The valyurah hisira Torah hoil v'ragil kol hashana lo yavol echol. So this is the same hashpeds who was against siyag min haTorah says that valyurah is a siyag d'oraisa. Let's say you have half a gzais. He said, "Is there a chatzi shir?" The Prima Godin says a very clever thing. He says, "Listen, the whole gzeira is atu achila. So you can't own atu achila. So you can tell me you can't own a half a shir because you might come to eat it. That would be like a gzeira la gzeira." So was it yesh lomer the chatzi shir in over val yirah the man the svele hakin be the siag with siag afilu hatorah la gazra kol shekin chazal the siag with siag. This again, of course, assumes that when you know the Tashbet says in Yavin Shmua that it's a whole of a ragil kol hashana shema yavol ochol, that means it's a siyag. Where Rav Emanuel was saying is, I know it doesn't mean it's just a reason for it. It's a iser kavua, but the Prima Godin is assuming that no, the nature of the iser is it's a gzera shema yochol. We're not going to be going to the gzera la gzera. We're not going to tell you don't own half a gzayis because even if you own the whole gzayis, it's only atu achila. Obviously, if you hold this Isser Kavua, so Lachara, this Lamnus wouldn't make sense. And Lachara, Chatzishir would be asked. Again, there are other questions like Chatzishir. Maybe Chatzishir is only by Yisuri Achila, not by owner things. Maybe Chatzishir, maybe it's not Chatzishir. It's Tarufe in this case, because if you're Mistaref, you only violate once you get the whole share. So it's not Chatzishir, it's Tarufe in that you started the Isser right now. And there's a question we say Chatzishir, it's Tarufe. You know, Sach argues, it's a good idea, but he says that Chatzis Terufi means if you keep on eating, you'll eventually eat a whole shear. Here, if you buy a little more, now you start to buy the right. It doesn't work. There's no tziruf in terms of lumsus. Another nafmina, just briefly. If you hold on to chametz al manas levar, mishara chametz al manas levar. So here's the machlokes we've shown him. Tosfos writes the chavtes on beis mikan mochiach ri shemishara chametz v'da'at levaro eino over be'osa shehiya. There's no iser to own chametz if you're planning on destroying it. And the Achronim point out that Rashi seems to argue, a number of Rashi's on the sheet that I put Rashi of Oman Aleph, Kof Olav is a kli, Talo chazi l'til tule v'afuke, umiyu v'val yirolo over d'ab batle b'libe mi'esmo. So since you're batle b'libe mi'esmo,
meaning that if you weren't
mevatel,
you would be over to the
rest, even though you want to burn. Right, thank you. Had you not been mevatel, even though you're kovel lakli, you want to destroy it, still you're in violation. So you see, the Rashi argues with Tosfos. Thank you. So I think we told this on the Chakira, that if the question of Bal Yirah, the nature of Bal Yirah is that Shema is that Isra Atzmi, so it's Isra Atzmi. Who cares if you want to destroy it? You own Chametz, you're in violation. But if it's Shema Yovel Ochlo, you can argue, similar to the Gemara says in Sachem Yafid Aleph, that Tu Atzma Machazer Olav Lasorfo Meichel Ochel Mi, the Gemara says according to Chachamim, that you should look for Chametz if you didn't check before the Zman Isuro. The Yehuda says, don't check. If you check, you might come to eat it. So Chazal say, Rabbanan say, back to Yehuda, what do you mean? Who answer machazer al v'sorfo meichel ka'achile? If you want to destroy it, you're not going to come to eat it. So the chora, if you're a mishael manas levayir, there's no kashash achila. Again, there that gemara is talking about on a drawing level, but it could be on a derez level also. If you're planning on destroying it, there's no kashash achila. So if the whole nature of bal yirah is a kashash achila, so if you're planning on destroying it, maybe there's no bal yirah. Okay. Another nafkamim, the question of taruvas chometz. Big machlokas we've shown him. Tosfos and Pesachim daf mem beis brings perisha kuntres lavar olein val yirah. What does Elu Ovrin love? That perek begins with Elu Ovrin. So it says Rashi, you're over a bal yirah. The gam rivah medaktik b'lashana Ovrin demashva Ovrin min olam. Veiner lebein atam demashva dechol hanak merabino dechol chetzes lechelo afilu ba'achila lahavi mechayev ilahav to Rabbi Yekra. Mehekadesi bal yirah bal yimot. So lebein atam says no. Mehekadesi it's a chiddush that there's an isra achila on taruvas chametz. Certainly there's no bal yirah bal yimot. So here too I think you can argue that it's totally in this chakira. If the nature Valiroi is an iser atzmi, so you chametz. Okay, this has 100% chametz. This is 50% chametz or 40% chametz. It's a terubas chametz, but it's still chametz. Whereas if it's a gezera atu achila, so since if you eat this terubas chametz, you wouldn't be chayv kares. So mimela, it could be the word gozer, meaning the Torah was all gozer, not to be mishaya chametz gomor, because chametz gomor has the iser kares. Again, I'm making an assumption that it's a gezera atu, not just tamachilas chametz, gezera atu achilas chametz that will generate iser kares, which I think fits well with Lashon Rishonim. If you look at the round earlier, you know, and the. It seems like the part of the cheshbon is the chasam sofer, right? Even the pasuk v'nichrasa nefeshahi, right? V'nichrasa. If we're worried about the kares, so on terubas chametz there's no iser kares. V'meila, again making an assumption, there's no iser kares even if you would eat a kazayis b'chechelas pras, you would eat the whole terubas. So it's not an iser kares. V'meila, the kares is only for the be'en of the iser. So Mamela, there's no need for Baal Yerai on this type of chametz. Whereas if it's Isra Atzmi, maybe it does exist. Another nafkamina, just very briefly, because we're running out of time, chametz nuksha. So chametz nuksha seems to be like chametz that's not really edible. There's some type of spoiled chametz. And there's a fascinating Pnei Yeshua who argues on that type of chametz, you violate Baal Yerai even though there's no Isra Achila. You violate Baal Yerai even though there's no Isra Achila. The whole machlokas is there. Baal Yerai chametz nukshe, similar to Tarubas chametz, but it seems like there's no iser achila. So look at the Pnei Yeshua, the dafka le'inyan Baal Yerai sphere lay the over af nukshe, mitame the precious. Mash enkin le'inyan achila sphere lay the lo laki, kemish inu derach achila so ke the precious. He's again, I'm not sure who he's saying it in, but he's saying this within one of the Rishonim that there's an iser of Baal Yerai, but there's no iser achila. So this reality of iser Baal Yerai without iser achila. L'chora assumes that Baal Yerai is not atu achila. It's an independent iser. It's iser atzmi. If it was there atu achila, then in reality it wouldn't make any sense. You can't have an iser atu achila if there is no iser achila. And then this fascinating chesu chemer, I'll read it to you. It's hard to believe somebody even asked this question. She'ela. Adam shehishir chametz pesach mitoch tos vol bira. Guy has chametz. The gam lo bitlo. He wasn't mevatel. He wasn't mevar. Over b'chol rag, he's constantly violating Baal Yerai. Al isra shal Baal Yerai yimatzeh. V'ein lo shum derech eich levayez hachametz. For some reason, he has no way to get rid of it. Alar b'da'at ha'rayon sh'yokal hachametz, ha'pesach hachametz. He had this clever idea, not so clever, this foolish idea, he's going to eat the chametz. Ach rei sh'yimala kreisa v'batza v'tepukhe adam, v'az t'chashe v'chil ha'gasa, v'gam yachlenu v'chatzi shir, v'zei arviach shal yishar lo chametz v'yinatzam isra Baal Yerai kol rag. So this fellow had this idea that in reality it's very strange. He has no way to get rid of the chametz. The only thing he can do is eat it. So should he eat it in a way that there's no iser Torah? He's going to eat it by achila gasa, eat it by chatzishir, and we hold chatzishir also in the Torah. But let's say he'll eat it in a way that it'll be iser drabanan. And well, why would he want to do such a thing? Vizosal smach dibi haran. There's a famous ran in Yuma. The ran in Yuma discusses the Gemara. That a person who is ill, so you can shecht an animal to give him meat on Shabbos. So the Shonim wonder if you have a choice of feeding the chola nevela, two kazesim nevela, or shechting an animal. What's better? So the Shonim say it's better to violate the iser of shechita. So some give a psychological reason that the guy's going to be sick. He's eating the nevela. He's going to sick to his stomach. I'm eating the nevela. He wants to eat kosher meat. He's very sick, but he doesn't want to eat the nevela. The Ran says, no, the Ran says, doing an Isser Skila is more kal than doing two lavin. So if he has to eat two kazesim, every kazesim is another lav, it's better to buy the Isser Shabbos, give him kosher meat, than to give him two kazesim of treif meat. So the same cheshbon here, if you assume every second is a violation of Baal Yerai. So just eat the chametz, you know, no, he said you can eat it here in a derech, that's only Isser Drabanan, and you'll eat it chilakas, you'll eat it, you know, in a way that is a chatzishir or whatever. So that was the question. It's a pretty wild question. So let's get down to tshuva. Four lines at the bottom. Tshuva. Pardon? I assume he made up the question. I don't know if. Okay, could be. He has very interesting questions. So either he has very unique Baal Batim or he's very creative mind, or both. Anyway, He says like this, Tshuva, harayon nireh tamua v'lo miskav v'lo adas. Doesn't make any sense. Shere kol isur bal yirah hu siyag v'geder sheloyah v'lo adei achilas kamis. Why is bal yirah asur? You shouldn't come to eat. Kvash nevar, tashbisus horatechem ki kol ochal chomitz v'nechrasa. Ech yochal chomitz v'yavar l'ikoro shel isur ki linoa siyag v'l'isur. How can you violate the isur achila in order to stop the violation of bal yirah, which is only a siyag? Even though he's trying to do it in a way there's no Isra Torah, it's only Isra Drabanan, the way he's going to eat it. He'll eat it, you know, Rachila Gasa. But still, it doesn't make any sense. So what's he coming from? The assumption of the Chashuk Hemer is that the Isra of Oni Chametz is a Gedra at Rachila, and therefore it doesn't make any sense. If you assume that the Isra of Oni Chametz is Isra Atzmi, so I still think this doesn't make sense. You just have to explain why this makes sense a different way. I don't think anybody's actually going to go along with this idea, but you have to have a different explanation why we wouldn't tell a person to eat chametz to avoid the Isra of Al-Yura. Again, the whole of Siwar is very strange. There's no other way of getting rid of the chametz. You can't, you know, flush down the throat. Okay. But it's a theoretical question. What if it's Yantav? So it's Isra to destroy the Yantav. Okay. I just want to end with, you know, it's I guess more of a theory, but or a suggestion, something to think about. We know that the Gemara tells us in the famous days that there's a p'tur of Hektish, and a p'tur of Gaboa, a p'tur of Acherim, right? If the Chametz isn't owned by you, there's no Bal Yirah. It's owned by you. It's owned by a Goy, owned by Hektish, and according to Moshe Shonim, although the Gemara thinks Rashi argues, even if it's owned by another Jew, there's no Isra Bal Yirah. Right, there's Dik and Rashi. Acherim is Nochrim. So, oh yeah, Tanishu makes it also. The Grum makes it. Okay, but why is it the only violation of Bal Yirah when you own the chametz? So you could say, well, that's the getter of the Isser. The Isser is to own it. So if you don't own it, there's no Bal Yirah. It doesn't, you know. And the Mechilta has an interesting formulation. Rabbi Benarsh pointed this to me. The Mechilta sounds like since you can't destroy it, you can't be violation of Bal Yirah. Look at the Mechilta here, source number 17. He says, "Afi sheyochel levara, right? Val eno v'shusa yatzah chomse shal gnochri shu v'shusa shal Yisrael v'chametz shenafal v'polas afi shu v'shusa aval eno yochel levara. Since you can't destroy it, maybe there's no bal yirah. Since you can't destroy it. But I was thinking, maybe based on what we said, if the whole isra bal yirah is that you might come to eat it, maybe the chash of eating it is when it's your chametz. You eat your things. You're not going to eat somebody else's things. You're not going to eat somebody else's things. Maybe there's no bal yirah. Possibly." Now I got a little stuck on the sugi that Vav Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, "Chimsa shal nochri osel mechitza asara tfachim mishum heker mishum hekdish enot tzarich my time a mivtul b'dil in shemine." The Gemara seems to say that by hekdish you're not going to touch it, you don't need to put a mechitza. By a goy's comments, you might come to eat it, but maybe it's only drabana. No? I was thinking maybe you could say it's only on a drabana level you have to put a mechitza. Maybe in a Torah it's a heker. But on a Doraisa level, if it's not yours, you're not going to eat it. If you're not going to eat it, there's no Bal Yirah. So the reason why there's no Bal Yirah, it could be just because you don't own it. It could be it's because you can't destroy it. That's how the Mechilta presents it. I was thinking, based on what this analysis, if it's really based on, you know, the concept of Shema Yochal, maybe since there's no Chash Shema Yochal, it's not yours. So basically what we saw here is this Chakira, is Isra Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzeh, you know, Isra Atzmi. Or is it a Gzera Shem Yochal? Then you have to again fine tune it. When I say Gzera Shem Yochal, what does that mean? Is it, you know, is that just the reason, or is that like part of the nature of the Isser? Because if you say it's part of the nature of the Isser, as I presented another nafkaminas to this question. Say it.